Duesti Tell is brought to you by GoDaddy, the internet's leading provider of domain names. Get your domainname.com domain name for £1.29 by using the offer code TELL129. Hello and welcome to Duesti Tell. What's the smile?
Just smiling at you, darling.
Okay, that's
happy
nice.
To be here on Duesti Tell.
We're happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Last week was a fucking travesty.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
That was my fault.
I was blowing snot.
I was burnt out. I kept saying gibberish things, didn't I?
Did you?
Are you there? Ian?
I'm here,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, he's there. Good.
I'm still here. It's
okay,
fine.
Okay, good. Well, we've got a big pile of news and other things have happened and stuff. Did you know that they had a pride rally in Uganda?
Did they?
They did.
No, I didn't know that.
They did, because it's not right now illegal to be gay in Uganda. It might be again soon, but it isn't today. Or it wasn't on the 11th, which is when they did it. So they did that. And they've got lots of stickers that say, some Ugandans are gay, get over it. And all kinds of things. So good luck there. Anyone want to say anything about that?
I think it's fantastic. Did anybody get hurt?
Not that I'm aware of. There's lots of pictures of everybody being happy.
Then I'm very happy that it happened. I really am. And that
it's a return to what prides used to be about and should still be about.
Do you think that some prides are just a party now?
I think quite a lot of, certainly UK prides, are just a party now. They've lost a lot of the activism.
Yeah.
There's not
forgotten
as much,
what they're partying about.
There's not as much activisming needs doing here as there is in Uganda, which is
this
a good
is true
thing for us. You know, as I've said, we're fine-tuning here. Whereas in Uganda, it's still not even plugged in properly.
I see, we're just going with tech references, are we?
It's how my brain
today,
works.
Then, Richard?
It's that old Star Trek, pick one. I'm easy. But enough about me. Yeah, I think it's good they did that. Well, of course it's good that they did that. We're not going to say, oh, bloody Ugandans and their pride.
How dare they, yeah.
You know, I still think they're facing the upward hill struggle of trying to convince people that it's not demonic possession or witchcraft or something like that. Which obviously makes things more difficult. But as long as they did this, then hey, that's all a good thing. I'll move on to something else then, see how you feel about this.
Go on.
Let's see. So in America, oh, damn pink news and your damn feed burner shitty links. I can't find that now. I bet none of these work. None of them fucking work.
They're not.
I feel like, what did pink news do to stop my links working? I don't know. Well, I'll jump on then. This is from a Tory MP, one of the weirder looking ones.
A Tory MP?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I say one of the weirder looking ones for a Tory MP, I'm really not fucking kidding. I mean, that's a weird fucking bunch of people at the best of times, with Chubby Cameron heading them up. But they've said, this dude said, equalising blood laws is the next frontier for UK gay rights.
Now, you're talking about Michael Fabricant, right? And his face, right?
Yes.
If you're familiar in the UK with the Bash show, Michael Fabricant is going to be the old guy in the chair, very, very drunk.
Yes, he is.
Yes, that's him.
Oh, and it was marvellous. Yes. It's him. It's his face. Look at him. He's a cross between a toff and a farmer.
He is. He's a foff.
He's a foff. With foffy hair.
Yeah, he is. But he said that we have restrictions preventing gay and bisexual men from giving blood. And we shouldn't do that. This always brings me back to, do not clean the blood. Please clean the blood. I don't want to be given dirty blood, but regardless of who it came from. So please clean the blood or don't use dirty blood. I don't really care whose blood it was. Do you get told?
No.
You usually don't get told.
No.
This is blood from Michael Brown in Chelmsford. No, of course you don't.
I mean, because if you're in a state where you need to be given blood, you're probably not in a position to give much of a shit over where it came
well,
from.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
Or, you know, so... But,
yeah, he's bang right, because we have got the medical science to back this up. You know, we have got the ability to screen the blood, not the person. And yet we still insist on screening the person. And that's kind of wrong. As we've already talked about on the show, it's cheap to do. It's not even expensive to screen blood. And when it's a precious substance, and, you know, he's pointed out that there was a time earlier in this year that we nearly ran out of a certain type of blood. Now, if you're a person who's got that rare type of blood and needs a transfusion, then it's easy to think that, well, you might be killed by this policy that's just disallowing people from giving blood. And that's horrible. That shouldn't ever be allowed to happen.
So are we going to change this then?
It's There's one of these be a thing. Please change it, and the government will probably say, well, it doesn't actually fit with medical opinion and our opinion, so we're going to blindly continue to ignore any claims to do anything different.
Later this autumn, the MP will table a parliamentary motion. Is that a poo in Parliament?
No. No.
Calling for full equality in blood donation and the abolition of the 12-month deferral rule for gay and bisexual men. There you go. So someone needs to do that. That's the thing, isn't it? Someone who actually can say in Parliament, we should change this law, needs to do that. It's all well and good saying it on the news or whatever, but hey, dude, you're an MP. Sort your hair out. Be a bit less red. And go and get this done with. Who's going to say no? What kind of idiot says no? Well, look who I'm talking about. The British government. They could say no to anything that made sense. So we'll see what happens with that. But clearly, we need to do that.
You see, it brings up a good point in that one of the viruses that can be present in blood is hepatitis B. And there's a longer period where Hep B virus is not detectable in blood. So the response might be either to just carry on disallowing people who might have come into contact with hepatitis B from giving it, but we're only talking about gay people in this instance. Or we could try and ensure that everybody gets vaccinated against a horrible fucking virus that you can get any number of ways. I'm all for the vaccines, strangely enough, you know, my harm reduction lasts and everything. I'd like to see everybody get vaccinated against hepatitis B because it's horrible and it's an unfortunate, stupid illness that no one needs to have.
Hang on, we've got an illness and a vaccine for that illness and we're not vaccinating against it.
No, you kind of have to ask for it. You have to sort of prove that you're in a group that needs it. I'm a person who needs it.
I was going to say, so of the three of us, two of us have been vaccinated against Hep B. You're the only one who hasn't, Richard. I actually have no idea what Hep B is or does. I know it's a bloodborne virus. I know that it is more prevalent in gay men, which is why I have the vaccine. Because I was offered it the very first time I ever went to a sexual health clinic.
Yeah.
And they found out I was gay. It was like, have you been vaccinated against Hep B? I don't think so. Okay, well, we're going to vaccinate you against that as well.
Yeah.
Are you? Okay, fine.
That's really good.
Well, I want it now.
Well, seek it through your doctor.
Why should I get hepatitis B and not you two?
Well, this is it. I mean, I've always had it on the grounds that I worked with injectors, and it was more likely to come into contact with infected people.
I don't want Hep B.
Infected materials. So, but also, like... boxers, MMA fighters, footballers, everybody who might ever get blood on them or someone else's blood on them should bloody get a hepatitis B vaccination.
See, that's the thing. Not much blood in podcasting. I could change that, though, if it would help me get a...
Not if you're doing it right.
Yeah.
I could cut people a lot more. I'd be up for that, actually. Although, I probably shouldn't.
Probably shouldn't, no.
But yeah, I mean, those vaccines are really, really good. The vaccines against Hep A and Hep B are really, really good. And as long as you've been tested to show that you've got coverage, because that's what happened to me. I had my course, and it's three jabs. I had my course, and within 2 years, I was not covered. And that was something that I chased up quite a lot, was, can you test me to make sure I'm still covered? And it came back, no, you're not. We have to start again. And
why is that? Because I was not immunized. I was given the vaccine when I was, 17 and 18, across like a 6 month period.
Yeah.
And I'm still immune now.
Well, that's really good.
I've still got the protection.
That's really good. We're just different. That's all. Sometimes our bodies are like really, really susceptible and go, hey, yeah, come on in, you know, sort yourselves out, make yourselves at home. And then other bodies reject the vaccination over a period of time. It's not an instant thing.
I'm just polite and awfully British then. Have some tea.
Exactly, yeah. I'm less hospitable. So I need to just make sure that I'm covered. And things are better now than they were when you were 17, 18. You can do rapid courses now that are over and done within a few weeks, which helps a lot with engagement and continuing and getting your third one, because your third one's the really important one. So, yeah, things have gotten better. But clearly we're not vaccinating enough people.
Well, I've not been vaccinated. So,
you know. I used to wear with injectors, and I wanted everybody to get Hep B vaccination, so we kept careful records, but still some people just didn't want to be vaccinated. But I'd rather everybody be offered it, because it's a stupid, stupid, long, horrible illness. You know, these viruses are not pleasant. They're not like the common cold, which, you know, might still be with you after 2 weeks, but goes away and doesn't affect your overall well-being over a long period of time. And hepatitis B does, you know. And the acute phase is nasty. So I would personally, I'm on board with the FOF, Mr. Fabricant. And I'm disappointed in his surname, because it suggests that he makes things up. Not fabricant. I'm with him. Let's vaccinate more. Let's test the blood. Let's not screen the people. It's unfair. And, you know, if you are a gay man going through the process at the moment, the question is, have you had sex within 12 months? It's not like, what kind of sex? Did you have penetrative sex, or was the kind of sex that you have just external touching? What was that? Do you even want to have that fucking conversation? Really? And if you're not skilled enough to have a conversation with the person that you want to take blood off, then maybe you shouldn't be retrained. Maybe you don't need to ask the question. I don't know. But maybe helpful vaccination and blood screening will go a long way to just avoid that conversation, really, because it's no one's damn business.
Okay. Well, I have another one for you here. And this sort of feeds into my idea about the... Right, I'll link this to gay cake.
Gay cake.
Gay cake. Because it's sort of capitalism at work, this. It's not a terrible system. Sometimes it actually achieves something, mm-hmm. right? And the argument is also, you know, part of the cake thing. I've kind of thought... I mean, of course we have the fact that it's illegal. So that's a kind of... Really?
Can I just say, what is gay cake? Because you've just said the gay cake thing.
The bakers who won't make gay cakes.
Oh, right. Okay. That's clarified everything. Okay. Yeah. We were all like, what's a gay cake?
So much was, I was just looking at you then.
How much
of
the gay cake is there? What was the problem?
Well, I just wanted to clarify
it.
It's
a reference
know.
That didn't click. I'm sorry.
I'm sure our listeners who've been paying more attention over the last couple of weeks will have known exactly what I was talking about.
Anyway, it's that gay cake.
That gay cake, right? So you've got
the non-gay cake, actually, the homophobic cake.
The homophobic cake. So you're not allowed, they're not allowed to not make gay cake, because that's discrimination law and it's illegal, all that. But I've kind of been thinking, what needs to happen is, stop asking for gay cake from people who don't want to make gay cake, and then eventually they won't be there anymore because nobody will buy cake from them. Yeah. And we've seen this happen a lot.
I certainly don't want to eat homophobic cake.
Exactly. There are many, many examples of that being a successful way of treating it. Mm-hmm. Well, essentially what you're doing is putting yourself out of business. It's incredibly stupid. Beyond the law, it's really fucking dumb, right? Yeah. So there's this organization, the National Organization for Marriage. They're an American group.
They sound weird.
They're a little bit homophobic,
Yeah.
as you might imagine. And there have been, as the Americans have now decided, that for some reason corporations are people, and that those people are entitled to have opinions like normal, actual people. And some of them have been homophobic, as we're aware. Some of them have not been homophobic. Some of them have been very anti-homophobia, right? In this case, I'm talking about Starbucks, I'm talking about T-Mobile, and I'm talking about another company called General Mills, who I don't know what they do, but I'm guessing clothing.
They might mill
They
flour. You
might
don't know,
mill.
do you?
Well, I think that then they'd be flour mills, so maybe they mill several things, sort of generally.
Is there a specific mills?
I don't know. Well, that's just a mill that does one thing, isn't it? That's a specific. We're getting off the topic here.
Right, sorry.
So they said, actually, we'd really like there to be marriage equality throughout the land.
Yeah.
There you go. That's our company opinion on it. We're not homophobic. We're opposite to that. What is the word of that?
Homophiles. I don't know.
Does that mean that seems different?
It
That's
does, doesn't
like you specifically
it?
really like gay people, which I would actually class as being gay.
Or possibly a fag hag.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm looking up the word homophile.
It might be a word you've just made up.
And it bloody is not.
Okay, but anyway, can I get I'll get back to my story. So
Homophile, the word homophile refers to an individual who accepts homosexuals, a supporter of certain rights of homosexuals, one who has positive thoughts about homosexuality, or an advocate of its social
oh,
acceptance.
there you go.
So yes,
We're all
actually,
homophiles.
my basic Latin was good.
Well done there.
Thank you.
Well done there. So anyway, they said they like gays and the National Organization for Marriage. God, those the titles scare the shit
They
out of
really
me.
do. It's like dun dun dun.
They're not very happy with that at all, and so they've organized a boycott. Or they di oh no, right, okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. They did organize three boycotts of the three companies, Starbucks, General Mills, and T-Mobile. But somebody took the time and trouble to think, well, if this is really, really, really hurting these companies, surely that will be reflected in things like profit and stock price and that sort of thing. You see, with public corporations, you're allowed to see how much money they make and where they make it from. That's part of being a public corporation. You, by law, have to report that so that the government know and that your shareholders and that any potential investors may know. And you're not allowed to lie because that's fraud and that's very illegal.
Yeah.
So this person took an imaginary $10,000 and split it between these three companies. So what would happen if I'd really gotten $10,000 and invested all of that money in these three companies, and I'd waited for the day that the boycott from the National Organization of Marriage started and made that the day I invested my money? If their boycott is in any way effective, then I'll
Your
lose
share
money.
price is going to go down,
The
yeah.
share price will go down. But what this person found was that had he invested $10,000 in those three companies during the time of their boycott, his $10,000 at the end would be worth $19,411.
Jesus, nearly double his money.
So that is actually a 94% return on investment, which is remarkably good.
Yeah.
In fact, the Dow Jones index only gave a 24% return on investment over the same period of time. So it was actually against, it was better than the whole
Than
stock
the
market
prevailing
trend.
market. Wow, really good.
So, National Organization for Marriage, if you'd like to boycott Simply Syndicated, I would very much appreciate your
We're
help in
just
that
a big
arena.
bunch of homo-loving homophiles here. You know, you might as well boycott us, really.
And the occasional homo.
And the
That's
occasional
right,
actual
yeah.
homo. So, yeah, boycott away, please, because I could do with a bigger audience and lots more money. I'd appreciate that a great deal. And so it just goes to show. You can kick up a fuss, but no one really gives a shit what you think.
You know, I'd never heard of several companies before they were homophobic. I'd never heard of Chick-fil-A. Now I know it's a place in America that I never want to eat in.
that you're never going to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to go there. I was unaware of it before. I had no opinion of it before. Now I have one.
And if you were hungry and you'd walk past one, you might have walked in to get some food.
That would be entirely feasible.
And now I've been prevented from doing that, which is phenomenal good news. And the Hobby Lobby, I mean, who the fuck are they? What is their company called?
I think that's a different thing.
Yeah, but they're called Hobby Summer, aren't they?
They're called Hobby Lobby. And they, I think they had, it was either a homophobia thing or a birth control
thing. It's birth control and anti-abortion. And they were talking about some pills being, I can't remember the long word for it, or the specific word for it, but abortificants, there you go. They bring about an abortion. Bullshit. They won't allow, they don't have medical cover for women to give them contraceptives or money after pills or implants or anything like that. They're just not paying to stop their employees getting pregnant with unwanted children.
Well, since you brought up Hobby Lobby, and we're getting into the religion area of things, I'll read this article to you. It's called "Satanists Would Like Their Hobby Lobby Exemption from Anti-Abortion Laws."
Yeah, I like this.
The Satanic Temple sees your hobby. I can't say Hobby Lobby really
easily.
Well, it's
easily. A stupid thing.
Ruling, allowing corporations to opt out of providing certain forms of birth control because they contravene religious beliefs, and it wants in. Now, their religious beliefs, for the Satanists, is entirely based on science and provable scientific theory. And based on that, and based on the fact that a woman has to undergo sort of, I bet it's done under the guise of counselling. Do you really want to have an abortion?
You're going to wait 24 hours.
Yeah. And all of
this. And you'll be given lots and lots of pro-life leaflets that tell you lies about how horrific the abortion process is,
mm-hmm.
and what can happen to you as a human being who's had an abortion over the rest of your life, and how it can damage your health in the long term and all kinds of bullshit. And then they leave you with it for 24 hours, like, that's going to change your mind. And then you head to a clinic that might be protested, and you have to go through a crowd of protesters calling you evil, horrible names and accusing you of murder before you even walk through the door.
Yeah.
Horrible.
So, horrible things. But they've got the way out of it, because that's against their religion to go through that. So they shouldn't have to go through that.
But the Satanists are also saying that we don't require you to be a Satanist to adopt the same policy as us, and you can copy our pro forma letter that kind of, what's the word? Protests against the decisions made against you.
See,
so everybody can use their letter.
This is why, America, you should never have opened that door. I'm just saying, it was clearly a shit idea in the first place, and now look what you've gone and done. Oh. That's all I have to say to you, America, about that one. Mind you, I feel that a lot of you will be rolling your eyes along with me at this point. Like, it's so obviously a shit idea. Why did you do that? Nevertheless, there it is, and now you've got to live with it. And I hope it comes to bite you all in the ass, quite frankly, because what a stupid idea. I've lost my page. Safari just crashed.
Oh, no.
This is no good. This is no good. I'm lost now. I'm nothing without this page of website on my damn thing. Somebody else pick a story. Ah, men who posed as teens on Grindr to blackmail gays are facing jail.
Good.
I was going to say, yeah.
Bloody good.
Anybody who blackmails anybody should face jail.
I was going to say, is this not just a blackmail story?
I was going to say, yeah. It kind of just is, and they've just used Grindr to do it.
Oh, this is here.
It's here. It's in bloody Gloucestershire.
In Gloucester?
Yeah.
Gloucester,
a bloody Gloucester. Yeah.
Up to £15,000 was handed over to the pair. It's all that disposable income you've all got. That's what it is. Gene Wood prosecuting said one...
I've got £15,000.
I bet it was from more than one person.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Well, they've probably targeted people that they could get money from.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, they're going to be sentenced on the 21st of August, and they'll probably go to jail for blackmail.
The only eyebrow-raising bit about it is the sentence. They pretended to be a 15-year-old boy to lure the men with whom they chatted on Grindr before meeting up. What were those guys doing talking to 15-year-olds? Unless they were other 15-year-olds. Because
Yes.
there's some potential
I
creepy
mean, yeah,
behaviour there,
that's
is there
the
not?
creepy part. That is the creepy
But
part.
that's not the creepy part on the part of the blackmailers, though. That's the creepy part on the part of the people they're blackmailing.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, well, I suppose that would be how you
It's
do
all that
it.
entrapment bullshit, isn't it? But
It's basically to catch a predator, but instead of putting it on TV, it's
it's like give
ratepayers.
us some money. Yeah.
My first response would be, so where are you going to put that? What are you going to do with it? Because no crime has actually been committed.
Exactly.
I
But you
don't know,
know,
it's
when
a
people
tricky
are
thing.
faced with blackmail, I'm sure they make rash decisions that are all about saving their skin, and it depends on who they are and what they've got to lose.
Of course. We're actually seeing a lot of it happening to just teens in general, who are being coerced to send naked pictures of themselves to people, thinking that they're sending it to another teenager, when in fact it's some guy in Nigeria who then blackmails the kid and the kid kills themselves because they can't be blackmailed because kids generally don't have any money.
Wow.
And it's quite a traumatic thing for them to go through. It's absolutely horrendous. The answer to this problem, really, before we worry about catching the people who are doing this, is stop sending naked pictures of people to anybody on the internet, please. I cannot stress this enough. I don't care if you're gay or straight or old or young or whatever. Just stop sending naked pictures of yourself on the internet. There you go. Lesson sorted. That's it. I've just solved the entire problem. From every angle. There you go. Anyone want to add anything to that? Or have I got it down
No,
pat?
I think you nailed it.
I don't think there was much more to be added, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've
Just
nailed it.
stop sending naked
Just,
pictures
yeah,
of
just
yourself to anyone.
lock that shit down.
Because, right, guys, first of all, no woman or girl is ever going to ask to see that. I'm telling you that right now. It's never going to happen. Never going to happen. Okay? I wouldn't send Alison naked pictures of myself right now. She's already been disappointed. There's no point in reminding her of that. But do you know what? In all the in the years of internet dating before you and I met, not do you know how often I was asked by a woman I was talking to send her a naked picture of myself?
Never.
Not once, not
Because
even a little bit.
women don't ask. It's
Women don't
only ever
ask.
men.
And it's really only the dumb men. Really?
It's just chances. Like I said, like my experience was you walk in a chat room with a female screen name, and you get within seconds, hey, ASL, pick.
I'm gonna help you all
Like,
out here.
that's all
Yeah.
you need from me.
Right, I'm gonna help you out, guys. I've got another suggestion for you. If you go to Google, I'm not gonna recommend a website in general following this. Just go to Google. And type in the box streaming porn. Right? And what it's given me there is a whole list of websites that will all happily show me as many boobs and naked women as I could possibly ever want to see. I don't have to go in a chat room. I don't have to try and convince some girl that actually exists that she should send me pictures of her boobs. Because do you know what? There's lots of women with lots of boobs who've already decided that people can take pictures of them. And they've put those on the internet, and you can see them for no money. So, and do you know what? It works the other way. There's lots. If you want to see naked guys on there's lots of naked guys on there as well. So, if that's your thing, and I can totally understand wanting to see naked people, that's fine. I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying, you don't need an actual real life individual to send you pictures of their nakedness, because it's already taken care of. And I'll be honest with you, if you found online the kind of girl who will send you naked pictures, the girls in the porn are probably better looking.
And more likely to be your girlfriend.
Yeah. And
Ridiculous.
hey, with enough money, you could pay them and video it. Because that's what they do. You know, they're just actresses. They earn a wage. I think it's an incredibly small amount of money for what they do, to be honest. So, you know, get yourself $500 together. Get on the phone to a porn agent. Get one round to your house. If you video it, it's art. So there you go. Stop asking for and giving naked pictures on the internet ever for anyone for any reason. You have no reason to do this. It's so much easier that everybody's already done it. So stop it. I can't. It really pisses me off. It really does, because it's like the dumbest thing in the world. Have you read the stories about the NSA as they intercept things? If they find naked pictures, they pass them around and have a laugh. Which is what anyone would do. I kind of understand that, but, you know, just fucking stop it. No more blackmailing. All done. Sorted. And also, if you're a gay man on Grindr, stop talking to 15-year-old boys, please. Right? There's another one for you.
Yeah.
Got you covered there.
It's not exactly rocket science, is it?
It's not, as well. And do you know what's really stupid about that? What's the gay age of consent in this country?
16, although for pictures, it's 18.
Well, the difference is photography, right? Yeah.
It's pornography.
So if you're a gay man and you're on Grindr and you're up for some action and meeting up with a guy, I'm going to give you a shock here, right? If your thing is 15-year-olds, there's very little difference between a 15-year-old and a 16-year-old, except one major point.
Mm.
It's not illegal to have sex with the 16-year-old boy. Fancy that?
Yeah.
Do you know what? If you were shown two pictures of two naked kids, apart from that being child pornography, so don't do this, and one was 15 and one was 16, and you were asked to identify which one was which, could you really do that? Could anybody do that? No.
I want to talk
so, to So if your thing is for 15-year-olds, just kick it up a notch and make it 16-year-olds, and then everybody's happy. Wow, I am putting out fires all over
you
the place tonight.
You are as well, aren't you?
Have we got any other major problems I can solve?
You need to sort out one person who's just misunderstood pretty much everything in his entire life.
Is that me?
No.
Okay.
It's a reader of Star Trek fiction. Now,
hang on.
We have a very firm belief here at Simpson Towers that watching Star Trek makes you a better person.
Yes, we do.
It's as simple as that. If you're raised by Star Trek, you are a better person. You are warmer and don't judge anyone for anything. We're cool with everybody.
Absolutely.
As long as you don't kick shit off on a planet that ain't yours. We're cool with you.
That we frown upon.
That we frown upon. Now, we'd hoped that was universal, but there's one dude, right, who's felt so strongly about a storyline that he's written to the writer.
Hang on, wait. Of a Star Trek episode?
This guy's written two DS9 episodes, and he's written books in the Star Trek universe.
So,
is particularly about a book called Harbinger, which was released in 2005, which is part of the Star Trek universe, hasn't been made into a film or a book or anything like that.
Okay.
Anything other than the book, should I say.
Right, yeah.
This guy has written for the TV episodes.
Okay.
So this book, Harbinger, contains a lesbian relationship between two characters, T'Pirin and Lokal. And he's written this wonderful person. I purchased and started reading your book. I don't know why I'm giving him that voice. Purchased and started reading your book, Harbinger, and stopped when I got to the part where the Vulcan was having a homosexual affair with a Klingon spy. I deleted the book from my e-reader and will never purchase another volume authored by David Mack. David Mack, everyone, go and buy a book by him. You can call me a homophobe or use any other excuse you choose to write me off. But the truth
is, this guy's accent is changing.
Sorry.
Quite
the truth is, homosexual. Yes. He's made a lot of mistakes in it as well.
Yeah.
The truth is, homosexuality is not universally accepted. I think he means homosexuality there.
Yeah.
And I get to decide what I read, and I choose not to read any more of your work. So basically the authors said, fuck off. Yeah. What he said was, if he thinks the fear of alienating a few close-minded readers is going to stop me from writing stories that feature and promote characters of diverse backgrounds, including LGBTQ characters, persons of colour, and people who belong to ideological or philosophical minorities, he must be out of his mind. I'm a fucking Star Trek writer.
Yeah. I will say that my initial reaction to that was... A relationship between a Vulcan and a Klingon. I don't see how that could happen.
I think that's disgusting. Mixing of the races there.
I mean, talk about your personality clash. What do you talk about in the evenings? Fucking hell. A Klingon and a Vulcan. I don't see that working. Other than that, the
what
gender...
What would the kids be like?
The gender of the two species is irrelevant. It's so... How does that even occur? I don't know.
The binary gender of these characters as well, you know. We're assuming that there is that they're female, and because it's been called lesbian, and female's a bit narrow maybe, and it's all a bit... Do you know, the guy's just a dick. I'm so proud of the writer of just that one phrase, I'm a fucking Star Trek writer.
You've missed the point of Star Trek, Nobed.
Missed the point. It's not for you. Go away.
What did you think... When Worf was shagging Dax, I mean, like, is that not worse?
That's a massive headfuck, right? Because
that's interspecies.
It's interspecies, and it's not even. She's a symbiont, right? Dax is a bloke, an old bloke inside a young.
So he's actually having sex with two people.
Exactly.
We're actually on to something that we really do have laws against, and nobody's arguing about. Interspecies sex is very much frowned upon here on Earth, regardless of who you are or what other species you're doing it with. We do all insist generally that you stick with human to human, you know? And so, what, you fucking idiot, that just bewilders me. I want to save that for first on Friday night.
I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, that's a good one. This lesbian stuff on Star Trek, like on actual Star Trek.
I know.
You can see it. There's a DS9 episode and everything.
Has he not seen that one where, is it Mirror?
What?
Is it called Mirror?
I don't know.
The one that where Kira's like a parallel version of herself. And she's a
horny lesbian
proper
Kira.
Foxy lass.
Yeah. There's that one.
Lots of leather.
Lots of leather. Lots of ladies.
There's an actual lesbian episode with Dax.
But then...
Go ahead, Ian.
There was an episode of Next Gen that didn't do it well, wasn't there?
They chickened out because...
Dr. Crush... Yeah, and they bailed at the end.
I have...
Dr. Crush falls in love with a what's the word I'm looking for? What race is Dax?
It's... oh, God. Words have gone again. I'm so ashamed of myself. I am so.
So am I.
They have the symbiont inside them. What are they called? Ian, I think there's some sort of card we have to hand in again now. I think.
She's a Trill. She's a Trill.
Trill, thank
She's
you.
A Trill.
Yes.
Trill. She's a Trill.
Yes.
She's a Trill.
I'm so ashamed of all
this. Thank God for that.
I need to apologise to the internet at this point.
We all do.
So, yeah, Dr. Crusher was dating a male Trill who died. The symbiote was transferred to a female host, and there was a scene at the end where it's like, I'm still the same person. And they bottle it.
But you have boobs and your penis is gone.
I can't do it. Yeah.
It's a bit rubbish.
Well, I have actually defended that episode on the grounds that it was probably about 1994. So we're going back 20 years.
Yeah.
If it came out today, you should maybe go with it. But this is actually 20 years ago. We forget how long ago it is.
I think it'd still come down to the individual and whether they could see beyond the lines of physical gender norms in front of their face.
Well, that's
and
the other
how
part
much
of it.
You love the person, how much you're invested in the human being inside, whatever shell it's in, and whether that love is enough to get you over some barriers about physicality.
I don't know that you should feel bad if it doesn't. If you had a penis and a beard tomorrow, that would be a deal breaker for me. Right? I mean, I love you.
It'd be a deal breaker for me.
You're amazing and wonderful, and I adore the person that is Alison Downing, but it is based on the fact that there's boobs and lady parts there.
It's not based on the fact. It just happily comes with.
It's not happily comes with. It's an absolute outright condition.
Well, some of the outside packaging is what draws you in the first place, isn't it?
Exactly. It's. I absolutely demand that you be a woman. That's just fine. All there is to it.
I'm happy to go along with your demand there.
That's fine. And it's not a problem because, unlike for the Trill, we rarely run into this as an issue. But I do insist that you remain female. That's just me.
Okay.
As much as I love you as a human being.
Female.
Yeah.
Don't have to worry about anything, okay?
If you were a man tomorrow, I'd have problems. That's all I'm saying. And I don't think that means that I'm automatically homophobic just because you can't, as we say, you can't decide this. So you can't just flip one person and then expect it to all be the same.
Yeah.
And that's
I'm okay
that's
with
fine.
That, actually. I'm okay with that. Yeah. I mean, even if it was made today, I think maybe they could explore this, what we're talking about right now, a little bit better on the show. I'd say more about it. But to accept that shooting it 20 years later would have led to a heterosexual female being okay with a cis male not being cis male anymore.
See, what we're actually doing by saying that they should do that is like, that's worse, actually. What it should be like it was with the thank you, but as lovely as you are, we've only been going out a couple of weeks and you suddenly don't have a penis anymore. And I wasn't really...
Baby wasn't gonna ride.
Yeah. We don't know what Crush is into, but we do know she likes the cock. So, you know? Yeah, I just wanted to say that sentence on a show. Alison's gone now. She's left the building. That's what we know. So it doesn't matter. That's fine. She's allowed to like that. How the hell did we get there? I'm going to drag us away from there. I'm going to do a quick commercial break because it's far too late. I'll have to edit one into the middle. Alison's choking now because she's still poorly, but she's doing her best, bless her. We'll just do one more story. Hey, do you need to rush off, Ian?
No, I'm okay for a minute.
Okay, we can do another story. Is there any, seeing as it's just you and me now, is there anything you want to do?
We could just completely killed her, have we?
Yeah, that was my fault. I'm sorry about that.
Well, just a quick one that, you know, you can read I can read the headline out and both of us just nod and move on. Kenya's Stone the Gays bill has reportedly been found unconstitutional.
Really, has it?
This is my surprised face.
Yeah, mine too. I'm doing it as well here. Oh gosh, I had something else and I've lost it. Oh, I'm sorry. I have Burn All the Gays rapper denied UK visa over homophobic stance. That's something to be pleased with, isn't it?
Headline. Yeah. No, you're a bit of a twat. You're not coming in.
I like that. I think that's perfect justification for not letting somebody into your country. We just don't like
you. You're a bit of a twat.
Yeah. Not you. Tonight. I would like to see, instead of like border control, bouncers. Who can just be like...
Your name's not on the list.
Yeah, not you tonight, son. It's not your night tonight. Go home. Go on. Because why not? And because they'd always let me in because I'm from here. So I'm fine with it. And that's kind of how America work as well anyway. So, you know, that's all good. God, I'm sticking it to those people. They are so nice and they put up with so much shit from me. Ex-wife of anti-gay Texas group leader left him for a woman. Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's dear. Burn.
I wonder, well, did that happen before he was the leader of an anti-gay group or shortly before?
It was shortly before.
I imagine it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, bless
him. He's turned his entire human pain into a crusade against everyone. He's a horrible person, but
He's just lonely.
And he's lonely and he's burnt. And instead of getting help for how he was feeling about being rejected, not just for someone else, but for another fucking gender, he's taken out his pain on everybody else.
Yeah, he is.
So I can only laugh at him at this point and go, well, yeah.
Yeah, you stop that
now. You got
now,
burned.
Anti-gay Texas group leader. Just because you...
What's his name again?
I don't know, because Pink News's damn feed burner links don't work.
Oh.
And I'm having trouble copying and pasting the name of the article because it's actually on a link and it won't let me do it. It will just paste the damn link. So, Pink News do a lot to both help and scupper this show as things go on, I've noticed. Sometimes they provide us with great articles and sometimes they provide us with dead links and that causes problems. But what can you do? Thank
you
for your good work, Pink News.
And if you highlight everything, it gets highlighted in rainbow, which we discovered a few weeks ago.
I do like that, though.
I like that too. I had never noticed until you noticed it and pointed it out. A crowd-funded gay sci-fi film raises £22,000 of budget in 30 days on Kickstarter.
Not bad going.
Actually, reading the brief synopsis doesn't sound like a bad film. And it could be any sci-fi film, but instead of having male-female parents, it's two fathers.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Yeah, so if it gets made and makes it to DVD anywhere, Credence. Sounds like an awful film title, but it's basically Earth, we can no longer live on it, so we're going to have to evacuate, but we haven't got enough rockets for everybody, so it's only people's children, but the tickets are really, really expensive. So it's two fathers' decisions to sell everything that they own to make sure that their daughter can survive.
Nice idea.
Which doesn't sound like an awful film. Yeah,
that is a nice idea. I like that. I wouldn't.
They
watch
raised
it.
Their fundraising target in 3 days, and at the end of the 30 days, they ended up with £22,000 to make it.
Very good.
Good luck with that, guys. Sounds a bit grim. I'd probably give it a miss personally, but I fully support your rights to make it, and I hope it is good. But then I just don't watch sad films, so that's my fault. It's not you. It's not you. It's me. I'm sorry.
It's not you. It's
I feel
me.
Bad because it's like, yay, a film with gay characters. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to watch it though. So shit. Like, I'm sorry. It's not because of the gay thing. It's because I just don't like the sound of your film. I'm sorry. I'm so horrible. I'm the worst person in the world. There you go. Is there anything else anyone wants to shout out about before
Jonathan
we go?
Sains, that's his name. Jonathan Sains. Get some help, dude. Stop taking it out on everybody
else.
Have you
jumped back to the previous story?
I just had to find the fucker's name.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. I think that's a good sort of week's news there, isn't it? And it's far more coherent than what we recorded last week. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was all me. That was not you. That was me. I was a mess. I will try and edit around it, but I think we end up with about 4 minutes of show. So I don't know how much it was worth it.
Alison, you're not allowed to leave. Don't ever leave us again.
Yeah.
I'll try my best not to.
Here we go.
I was just on the sofa, just dying, really.
Former Sunday Express critic claims he was sacked over discovery of gay naked online photos. I've already solved your problem, mate.
Stop putting your knob on the
net.
I've
already solved your problem.
Simple as.
Right, whether or not it was right to sack you for that, I'm not going to weigh in on that one because I haven't seen the pictures. And I don't... I put it this way, though, Sunday Express. I didn't know who that guy was until you fired him. So if I had seen gay pictures of him on the internet, I wouldn't have gone, hey, isn't that guy from the Sunday Express? You know? So... You know, just don't draw attention to these things. And how famous are journalists anyway? You know? And it's 20 years old. Like, who gives a shit?
They were 2 decades old. I would think he was probably quite fucking proud of them.
I don't know. I just don't think you should put naked pictures of yourself on the internet unless you're of the type of person...
As previously discussed.
Yeah. Unless you're just happy going, yeah, that's my bare naked ass. Who cares? And do you know what? It's odd because it's not something we should necessarily be ashamed of, is it? We're all naked underneath. We all look essentially the same. Who gives a shit if the world has seen my knob? Really? Does that have any effect on my life whatsoever? It doesn't matter.
No.
It really doesn't matter.
And it was on a pay site as well, I think.
Was he making money off it?
No, he didn't even know that they'd been put on there. Obviously, it was 22 years ago. He said they were taken in San Francisco by a former friend who he hadn't seen for decades and never expected anything to happen to them because websites didn't exist 22 years ago. And you have to pay to view them, so... He never even heard of the site.
Dear gay pornographers, please get some new porn. Thank you. Are we seriously suggesting that in the last 22 years there have been no more gay photos taken? You had to go and sell pictures that you saw that you got from 22 years ago. Seriously. Come on. Come on. I bet you could get a gay porn site up and running for relatively little money with all new photographs. But no, you had to go and use ones that were 22 years old. That's just greasy. Get new photos. Anyway. That's got to be the end for
and
this.
And on that bombshell, on I that think bombshell. We've probably reached the end of the show.
Yeah. We need new porn, but most people should not put naked pictures of themselves on the internet. I feel that's our overarching theme this evening. We're like, we've all learned a valuable lesson. I know that some of our listeners will have been there with the camera halfway through. Like, oh, should I? I'll not then. So I think we've averted a crisis here. I also know some listeners who've thought nothing about doing that and quite enjoyed it. So, hey, you know, to each their own. It's fine. What's important is that we can choose to look at these or not choose to look at these. That's the important thing.
Hmm.
Sometimes you can't choose. Someone will just show you a picture and go, hey, look at that. And then suddenly you're looking at male genitalia. But, you know, quite happily, that's a rare thing. So, that's our show for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to email us, and we certainly do enjoy getting your email. Hey, have we had any email? We haven't had any email, have we?
I don't recall seeing any.
No, we've not had any. If you do want to email us about any of the issues raised in tonight's show, or any other issues raised in any other show, or just say hi. Hi. Then the email address is doaskdotell@simplysyndicated.com. We do read all the email, even if we sometimes take months to get to it on the show, or just forget that it arrived altogether. But we do generally read it as it arrives. And also, don't forget, go and get yourself a .com domain name from GoDaddy.com for £1.29 with the offer code TEL129. Or 30% off your entire order with TEL30. I'm giving you stuff here, people. It's like free stuff or cheap stuff.
Proper cheap.
It's proper cheap. Go and get it. And you know what? That helps us. That's how you're helping us. And it supports the show and various things. So, you know, go and do that, please. So, without further ado, I'll say goodbye, everybody. We'll be back next week with more stuff. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.